At 6:06, we have sunshine, 60 degrees here at daybreak, looking for a high today of 83. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa gets a 90-day reprieve on Sheriff Stanley Gland's proposal that they pay for inmates before charges are filed. Now, members of the Tulsa County Jail Board approved the extension of the current agreement with the City of Tulsa. Undersheriff Tim Albin says the extra time will be used to sort things out.
One of the options is the City of Tulsa can go run their own jail. They have a facility. So, I mean, should they choose not to want to pay their fair share to house their inmates, they have a facility. They can go operate their own facility, or they can sit down and negotiate a price and a fair price to house their inmates.
The sheriff's office decided to extend every city's agreement. Tulsa police this morning looking for a serial rapist. Now, four women have been attacked in the past week here in Tulsa. Most of the attacks have been in the Midtown area, one in South Tulsa. The women have ranged in age from 29 to 62. The man covers his face during the assault. Tulsa City councilors want more money in the city budget. Matt Trotter reports from City Hall.
Sales tax growth was higher than expected, and every tenth of a percent put into the general fund adds about $150,000 to the 2015 budget. Finance Director Mike Kyer says he's comfortable with a 0.3% increase after seeing data behind recent collections.
When we start talking about whole percentage point changes in the sales tax, we don't have technical analyzed data that would support that level of change right now.
Among the cuts councilors are looking to stop are reductions in bus service hours, fewer crossing guards, and the closing of a kids' theater program. From City Hall, Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The latest now on the 2014 vote, U.S. Senator Tom Coburn has not officially endorsed any of the seven Republicans seeking to replace him. But he is criticizing an attack ad used against James Langford. In a statement issued yesterday, Coburn criticized the ads by independent groups like the Senate Conservatives Fund and Oklahomans for a Conservative Future that support GOP challenger T.W. Shannon. Coburn says the ads are not truthful and mischaracterize Langford's record. Meanwhile, State School Superintendent Janet Barisi and challenger Joy Hoffmeister meet for a Tulsa debate. Last night, they debated student testing, Common Core, and recent claims made in TV commercials. Standpipe Hill receives a marker to commemorate its part in Tulsa history. North Tulsa community activist Julius Pegui says many people know about the 1921 race riot here, but not many Tulsans know the story of Standpipe Hill.
Standpipe Hill essentially is infamous for the hill that a machine gun installation was set up on to fire over into the Mount Zion Baptist Church, which eventually brought about the demise of the church.
Pegui says we should not dwell on the past, but it is important to know the history as the city moves forward. Funeral arrangements are pending for the first grandson of Will Rogers. 75-year-old Kim Rogers died in California after a lengthy illness. He was heavily involved in the Claremore Museum honoring his famous grandfather. Steve Gregert is the museum director.
Kim was a person who was that I was very close to, as was my wife, and we always enjoyed having him at the home. And because he's such a genuine individual, a true Rogers.
Kim Rogers never met his famous grandpa. He was born 4 years after Will Rogers died in a plane crash. Our weather forecast, the grass pollen is high yet again today. Sunshine and pleasant. We'll have a high of 83. Normal for this time of year is 87. Tonight it'll be clear, 62 for a low. Tomorrow breezy and 88. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is sunny and 60. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.